A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the high chief priests and elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all holiness, with all boldness, as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Some good friends of mine had their first baby a couple years ago. And we were talking and said, "Well, where are you going to have your baby baptized?" And the wife, who I'm good friends with, said, "I'm not baptizing my baby." And I said, "What?" She goes, "No, not only no, but hell no." Okay? So I was a little taken aback by that because I don't think she knew the repercussions of it. Baptism is essential to enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God in its fullest manifestation is when heaven and earth will come together. That's when God will be all in all, and it will be last forever. Believe me, that's the place you want to be. So why do we have to be baptized, or if you want to call it being born from above, to enter into the kingdom of God? First of all, we have immortal souls. That's what animates our bodies. Aristotle wrote about it. It's a really good book. It's called De Anima. It's on the soul if you want to read about it. But this soul does not animate our bodies forever. Our bodies break down. we die, but the natural soul does not have the power to resurrect the body. We are not the source of life. We need something else. And that something else is God. God is the source of life. Think about what happens at baptism. The Holy Spirit is infused into a baby or to a grown person. That is, God's life is breathed into us, and we are marked forever as God's children. Now, of course, we can lose God's life in and through mortal sin, but we can always get it back through the sacrament of reconciliation because we are marked forever as a child of God. So to be born from above, that is to be baptized, is essential to enter into the kingdom of God.